Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Today's lead is Google's latest model release. The company announced Gemini 3.8 Flash, which it calls its best reasoning and coding model yet, and a specialized variant called Gemini 3.8 Flash Cyber. The standard Flash model is priced the same as its predecessor, at 75 cents per million input tokens, and $3.75 per million output. Google says it shows significant gains in software engineering and agentic tasks, and claims it outperforms larger models on some benchmarks, including long horizon coding.
The cybersecurity variant is the more notable part of the release. Gemini 3.8 Flash Cyber is focused on vulnerability detection and automated patching. It's not generally available. Google is offering it to trusted defenders through a new Fairwind program. The company says internal tests show it can find a critical vulnerability in under 2 hours, a process that usually takes months.
One number to know today is $29.4 billion. That's Microsoft's Azure revenue for the June quarter, up 42% year over year. CNBC reports this comes as Microsoft starts disclosing Azure's quarterly revenue for the first time, giving investors a clearer view of its cloud business, competing with Amazon Web Services and Google Cloud.
The company's restructuring its financial reporting, trimming segments from 3 down to 2, agents and infra, and devices and consumer. Under this change, Azure excludes products like GitHub Cloud Services to become, as CEO Satya Nadella wrote, a more purely consumption-based platform. Analysts estimate about half of Azure's growth this past fiscal year came from OpenAI.
In other news, AI security is seeing major investment. TechCrunch reports that Austin-based startup Hidden Layer has raised a $100 million Series B round. The company makes tweaks to protect AI models, agents, and workflows from attacks like prompt injection and malicious code.
The CEO told TechCrunch the startup's annual recurring revenue grew more than 10 times over the past year, now in the tens of millions. The funding comes as Gartner estimates companies will spend $2.83 billion this year on products to secure AI tools, an 83% jump from 2025.
Broadcom's earnings show where the chip demand is coming from. The company reported third quarter revenue up 86% to $29.59 billion. The big driver was AI semiconductor revenue, which more than tripled year over year to $16.7 billion. Broadcom designs custom chips for Google, Meta, and OpenAI.
CEO Hock Tan said on a call that Broadcom expects to double its AI revenue to $115 billion in the next fiscal year. He also outlined plans to deliver tens of billions of dollars worth of processors to Google annually and continue shipments of the custom Jalapeno chip developed with OpenAI.
OpenAI is connecting ChatGPT Health with Epic's electronic health record system. This lets clinicians import patient data to ask questions and get summaries. The integration is read-only, so the AI doesn't write back to records.
Finally, the Financial Times reports that frontier AI labs are increasing their testing for biological risks. The concern is that future models could help users create novel pathogens. This testing is harder than cybersecurity testing because it can't be done solely in digital environments.
One thing to try is to review the prompts you use most often with AI coding assistants. A simple trick from developer forums is to add a one-line system instruction at the top of your chat, like, "You are an expert software engineer who writes secure, well-documented code."
The idea is to be more specific than a generic "help me code." You could specify a framework, like, "You are a React expert who prioritizes accessibility," or a task, like, "You are a DevOps engineer explaining cloud costs." It steers the model's tone and focus before you even ask your first question, making the output more immediately useful.
That's Compact Conversations for Wednesday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.